Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 38, Part 2. Knowing he had a captive audience, the inspector ratcheted up the suspenseful intonation in his voice. The caller's wife took her husband's advice and hid the dress elsewhere in the ancestral home, but discovered days later that it was missing. She suspected someone from the working crew and called the police. They questioned and investigated each one of them without results. 1 month later, her husband asked for a divorce and left.
"Just like that?"
Julia asked incredulously.
"Not really," Compton responded. The caller's former wife admitted that their marriage was on the rocks, but nevertheless found its abrupt end suspicious, prompting her to recontact the authorities, who immediately focused their attention on her estranged husband.
Feeling the heat from police investigators and afraid of imminent searches of any hiding place tied to him, like his new apartment, vehicle, or a safety deposit box, he had hidden the gown where he thought no one would ever suspect. Shakespeare's monument. Silence rang as the inspector paused to gulp down some coffee. As a freelance tech for film crews, he could pick and choose his jobs. When the Trinity Church project was announced, he made sure to be part of the crew, working as a low-level production technician for the recent TV documentary Scanning of Shakespeare's Grave. He secretly planted the gown box behind the memorial statue during a lull in the production schedule.
"What did his ex-wife say to all this?"
Julia continued in her unofficial role of chief questioner. Compton snorted and laughed.
"She told us that her ex-husband turned out to be an eccentric loser who considered himself clever, though few others did. She was not surprised by his chosen hiding place for the gown, imagining him pleased with the irony of it all."
"Can you now confirm that he was also poisoned by our attacker?"
Julia asked.
"Yes, he was administered a lethal dose of Cantarella by your attacker, only minutes before you entered his flat."
Satisfied, not fully, but satisfied nonetheless, Julia felt that she had just put, or forced, the last piece of this adventurous puzzle into place. She could not help but wonder, however, if the poison administered was the same kind as the deadly potion drank by the young star-crossed lovers in her favorite Shakespearean romantic tragedy. Wade leaned forward and finally spoke. "And this letter," holding the ancient parchment between his fingers, "this letter was written but never sent. It became a dead letter, never delivered to the person it was originally meant for, and hidden from everyone since 1603. Realizing this adventure had reached its denouement, Julia stretched for the open wooden box on Compton's desk and caressed the gown. She then gently took the letter from Wade's hand and felt its power. Overcome by a swirl of emotions, she grabbed her tablet and read its modernized text once more to herself very slowly, her lips spelling the words. "Dear Master Shakespeare, it has been my pleasure as your queen and sovereign to benefit from your gracious talents over the years. Your illustrious rhymes and pretty verses have amused me and my courtiers, as well as my subjects, on multiple occasions, offering mirth, merriment, recreation, tragedy, poetry, and wisdom to the benefit of my person and my realm. Your soothing prose has often been a haven to me. My days are numbered on this earth, but rest assured that your eternal words shall accompany me on my next journey. Elizabeth R." Julia looked up at Wade, her eyes filled with tears.
I guess Shakespeare really did write Shakespeare.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.